two men, young, idealistic, the fine product of a generation hardened by world war. Two fathers whose paths would converge in a new battle, an invisible war between a silent enemy and a sleeping giant. On a scale to dwarf all historical conflicts. A 50 years war, its killing fields lying in wait for the inevitable global holocaust. Theirs was the dawn of Armageddon. And while the world was unaware, unwitting spectators to the hurly-burly of the decades-long struggle between heaven and earth, there were those who prepared for the end, who measured the size and power of the enemy and faced the choices, stand and fight, or bow to the will of a fearsome enemy, or to surrender, to yield and collaborate, to save themselves and stay their enemy's hand. Men who believed that victory was the absence of defeat and survival the ultimate ideology, no matter what the sacrifice.
We're with the Centers for Disease Control. Remain calm and where you are for your own good. You're going to be transported to a quarantine facility as soon as we can secure the environment.
Quarantine for what?
A contagion. A contagion of unknown origin.
Be some kind of mistake. I signed up for the aromatherapy treatment.
Are we going to be able to talk to somebody who can tell us what this is all about?
Where the hell do you think we are?
I think based on our travel time, probably Fort Marlene. High risk decontamination and quarantine. I'm going to beg for your forgiveness and understanding and offer my humblest apologies for the way this went down. I didn't have a lot of choices. I owe your neighbors apologies as well. It's going to be some time before they get back in the building. We're still acting on a CDC level 4 quarantine protocol.
Based on what information?
That Cassandra Spender had contracted a highly contagious vectoring organism, which produces a spontaneous cellular breakdown and combustion.
What?
She was and remains the only surviving victim of an unspecified medical experiment that killed 7 doctors with violent and unexplained burning.
Who called you?
Agent Spender.
Where's Cassandra?
She's isolated, pending full and satisfactory medical evaluation.
Cassandra Spender was in a general hospital environment for days. We met with her, and yet on a whim you call in the 3rd Battalion. It's unjustified and highly suspicious as to motive.
What motives are you suspecting?
Your isolation of Cassandra.
She's patient zero.
No one is sick or infected here. I mean, I assume that based on you walking in here dressed to the nines, offering apologies, masquerading as explanation.
Scully.
Mulder, I want to see Cassandra.
I told you. She's isolated.
Yes, and I am a medical doctor.
Who is suspended indefinitely from her position at the FBI.
They burnt our clothes.
I heard gray is the new black.
Mulder, this stinks. And not just because I think that woman is a... Well, I think you know what I think that woman is.
No, actually, you hide your feelings very well.
Agent Spender calling the Centers for Disease Control. Mulder, this is just somebody using their position to stage a high-tech government kidnapping.
Apparently not. I just spoke to A.D. Skinner. He was at the hospital when Cassandra went missing. He heard Spender make the phone call to the CDC.
But she wasn't sick, Mulder. I mean, the remarkable thing is she was well.
Well, then why did she come to my apartment demanding to be killed?
Because of everything that had been done to her. Because of the tests, because of the medical experiments and the implant put in her neck. The same thing that was done to me. She just wants it to stop. And I'm telling you, they have taken her so that it can continue.
No, it won't continue. It doesn't have to anymore. She knows what she is, Scully. That's why it's so dangerous for her to be alive. That's why she came to my apartment asking to be killed.
What is she?
I think she's the one, Scully.
I recovered all the medical records from the hospital. The doctors who examined her before she escaped are telling us Cassandra Spender may be the culmination of 25 years of this group's finest efforts.
That's why the rebels struck. They were trying to kill her.
They killed everyone but her. They struck to keep her alive, keep us from killing her.
What did the rebels want?
To destroy us. They know that when the aliens learn of Cassandra, colonization will begin.
We must destroy Cassandra.
No. Let colonization begin. We must turn over Cassandra. Save ourselves.
Bill Mulder was against this. He said this would be our tragic mistake.
Bill Mulder sacrificed his only daughter because he knew this day would arrive. What choice have we? If you want to see your family survive, if we want to see those we sacrificed return to us.
Hello? Hello? Oh, ma'am, these shoes, they're two sizes too small. I was wondering if I could get a pair that fit, maybe?
Cassandra Spender?
No. Cassandra Spender is part of a program that's been going on for 25 years. A hybrid program.
And what were the tests on you?
I was infected with the alien virus, the black oil. My tests were on the vaccine against it. being developed in secret.
In secret from the alien colonists. The hybrid program was in cooperation with the aliens, but the conspirators never intended to succeed, to finish the work.
They were behind time.
To make a vaccine and build a weapon.
But Cassandra Spender happened.
She's the first, isn't she? She's the first successful alien-human hybrid.
If she is, and the aliens learn a hybrid exists, colonization of the planet will begin. With no stopping it.
Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Jeffrey.
How are you feeling?
I am fine. Why are they keeping me here?
I'm keeping you here because you're safe here.
Safe from who?
You know, from my father.
You can't keep me safe from him.
I can, Mom, and I'm going to. There won't be any more tests on you.
You don't understand. You don't understand about me.
I do. I understand everything now.
You don't understand what will happen. What will happen to you if they find me out? You've got to let me go.
They'll just hurt you again, Mom.
Yes. You must let them. Or everyone dies. Everyone. Jeffrey. Please. Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Jeffrey.
Security.
Hey, you get through this, you gotta come through me.
I got a call from Scully, said it was urgent.
I'll ask you to hear me out before you launch any objection. Mulder, I asked them to pull up everything they could on Diana Fowley.
I don't have time for this.
Mulder, she's playing you for a fool.
I know her, Scully, you don't.
You knew her, you don't anymore. I think we can prove that to you.
She took a position in the FBI's Foreign Counterterrorism Unit in 1991. 7 years in Europe.
Yet there isn't a single piece of information available on her activities in the FBI files.
I hope you've got something more than that to indict her with.
Travel records, pulled from airline manifests that had been purged from her FBI records. Extensive movement throughout Western Europe. Almost weekly trips to and from Tunisia.
For the purpose of what?
Well, that's all we couldn't figure. Until we took a flyer and we found this.
Mutual UFO network logs.
You find.
Special Agent Diana Fowley of the FBI was visiting every European chapter, collecting data on female abductees.
So she's collecting data. Big deal.
Or hiding it.
Scully, you're reaching.
Mulder, when I was abducted, a chip was put in my neck. When I happened upon a MUFON group filled with women who'd had the same experience...
So you're suggesting that Diana is monitoring these abductees, monitoring these tests?
You tell me that Cassandra Spender is the critical test subject, the one who could prove everything, and yet who is watching over her? Mulder, I can prove what you're saying or I can disprove it, but not when Diana Fowley is keeping us from even seeing her. Mulder, ask yourself why there is no information whatsoever on Special Agent Diana Fowley. Why she would suddenly happen into your life when you are closer than ever to the truth. I mean, you ask me to trust no one, and yet you trust her on simple faith.
Because you've given me no reason here to do otherwise.
Well, then I can't help you anymore.
Scully, you're making this personal.
Because it is personal, Mulder. Because without the FBI, personal interest is all that I have. And if you take that away, then there is no reason for me to continue.
Hey,
Diana? Diana? Sorry. Nobody home. What are you doing here?
Door was open, I came in.
Interesting company you keep.
No more interesting than your apparent lingerie fetish.
You feeling smug, CGB?
Yeah, I know your name.
I know your game, and I got nothing to lose.
I remember looking over a gun barrel at you once before, Agent Mulder. You couldn't pull the trigger then. What makes you think you can do it now? I came here looking for my son.
Why?
Because he's betrayed me. He's chosen the wrong side. He's chosen to believe in your cause.
That presumes my cause is wrong.
Oh, it is, Agent Mulder. It is.
I'm not the one using innocent people, innocent women, as lab rats trying to create hybrid, an alien-human hybrid, so that I might save my own sorry ass when they finally come knocking. You find that funny?
Your father was against it, too. Back in 73, the lone dissenter. But he came to his senses and gave up your sister, Samantha.
He didn't give up my sister. He was forced to. You made him do it.
Well, you're wrong, Agent Mulder. I can't tell you how wrong you are. How wrong you've always been. We had agreed to cooperate with the alien colonists by a majority vote taken by the group that your father and I work for. A group that came together at the State Department on a project dating back to 1947 to Roswell. The vote changed that, though. It changed everything. We no longer cleave to any government agency. We would now operate privately on our own project. That was your father's objection, that we would ally ourselves with the alien colonists.
Toward your own selfish end.
We forestalled an alien invasion.
No. You only managed to postpone it.
We saved billions of lives.
You put those lives on hold so that you alone could survive.
No, Agent Mulder, so you could. It's exactly what your father failed to realize. He railed at us and our plans, even as the process had begun. While the group had agreed to the most painful sacrifices, sacrifices that no one else would ever be asked to make.
You gave them your children. You gave them your wife. You sent them away. Like they were things.
We sent them away, Agent Mulder, because it was the right thing to do.
You sent them away to be tested on.
We sent them so they would come back to us. Don't you see? You can't think these choices were made lightly. They were the most painful decisions of our lives. Watching our families' faces.
You're a liar. My sister wasn't taken from any hangar. She was abducted from our home right in front of me.
Because your father was late to understand the necessity that he too must give up one of his children to the alien colonists. The aliens insisted on it. It was the only way they would give us the one thing that we needed. The one thing without which we could not proceed. You see, the alien fetus would give us the alien genome. The DNA with which we could make a human hybrid. A new race, Agent Mulder. An alien-human hybrid who could survive the Holocaust. So you could survive and live to see your sister.
Now you've succeeded.
Quite. In spite of ourselves. The plan is to stall. To resist.
To work secretly on a vaccine.
That was your father's idea. To use the alien DNA to make a vaccine. To save everyone. The world. Was the reason he came along. But it's too late now. Colonization is going to begin. There will be a sequence of events. A state of emergency will be declared because of a massive outbreak of the alien virus by bees, and the takeover will begin. I have only to hand over Cassandra.
You can't do that.
Our hand's been forced by the faceless rebels. We've no choice.
Stop it now, or I will stop it.
No, Agent Mulder. You won't stop it. Not if you want to see your sister again.
No, you need. You stop it. Where everyone dies.
No. I live. You live. To see your sister return. It's what your father realized. It's what you will realize as your father's son. Or die in vain with the rest of the world. Save her. Save yourself.
For your father. He's gone. They've all gone.
But they're coming back.
No. Well, they left. For good.
What do you mean?
Well, they've abandoned these offices.
But they've been here for 50 years.
I don't think you understand.
Where did they go?
To West Virginia. They'll be transported by the colonists and begin medical preparations to receive the hybrid genes. Except for your father. He's going to get your mother.
No one can get to her. I've got her secured away.
Secured away? He's already at his doctor's looking at her.
I've got her under guard.
She's probably being prepared as we speak, Jeffrey.
What do you want now?
Just lie back, Cassandra. We're just going to
leave me alone! Right. Leave me alone!
Cassandra, lie back and relax. It'll be easier.
Help! Leave me alone! I know you're not going to dump me! No, don't dump me!
Roll over, please.
Roll
over.
No! 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 Hold it! You bastard!
Thank you. biggest bastard of all.
Any few minutes.
They never question it, do they?
What?
Your power and authority. But you're really such a coward.
I came in hopes that we might speak of the future, not the past.
I'm at a disadvantage. Since you stole the past from me.
I won't defend myself. Except to say that we're here now only because of what I've done. It's due to it.
I know it now. Only now. But for so many years, I didn't understand. Through all the abductions and the tests, that it was you.
I ordered them, yes. But it was never my intention to harm you. It was to save you. And Jeffrey.
You can never save our son. He knows what you've done to me.
I saved you.
There's only one way to save him. Only one thing you must do.
I can't do it to you. I can't.
I must die. Or they all die. No. No.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
Fox, what are you doing?
Nothing. Not a damn thing. I came here looking for evidence.
What are you talking about?
Evidence that you'd lied to me. That you had loyalties other than to me or to the X-Files.
Nothing could be further from the truth, Fox. Nothing.
I didn't find anything, Diana. But something found me.
What?
Fate. Destiny. Whatever it's called when you realize that the choices you thought you had in life were already made.
Fox, what happened here?
You were being paid a visit by young Jeffrey Spender's father. The cigarette-smoking man came looking for his son, who has now taken up the futile cause that used to be mine. Against his father.
Why futile?
Because there's nothing to be done. And at some point, you just have to accept that the only way those you love are going to survive is if you give up. That's where it all begins. That's where we need to be if we want to survive it.
Please help me. They're going to leave me here.
Please stay away from me. I can't help you.
Oh, they're packing everything up. They aren't coming back here. I know you. I can help you.
You can't help me.
I know where they're taking her. I know how they're taking her. You've got to trust me, Jeffrey.
Shut the door. This is a highly sensitive area. Go back. You're at a high risk of contamination. Leave the room.
Hey, Scully, it's me.
Mulder, I was just dialing you. Where are you?
I'm with Diana.
I'm coming to get you.
No, we're coming to get you.
You're coming with us.
Now, Mulder, listen to me. I'm going to take you to Cassandra.
Cassandra's gone, Scully.
I know, but I know where she's gone too, Mulder.
Scully, it's no use.
Mulder, I'm going there whether you're coming or not.
Going where?
To the Potomac Yards. They're transporting her by train car.
Who gave you this information?
Agent Spender called me.
All right. I'm going to send you on ahead.
What is it? What did she say?
This may be our last chance to stop them.
You gonna tell me what the hell is going on?
Our lives are in danger. We don't have much time.
Why can you tell me that over the phone?
Somebody overheard us. It might create mass panic.
Mass panic over what?
El Rico Air Base.
to send our communication.
We were worried something had happened.
Shots were fired at us.
By who?
I don't know. We have people missing. Where's Alex Krajcik? Talking about?
We can't get past security. They won't recognize my authority to remove a patient. My father did this to her. She wants to tell her story.
Sorry, son of a bitch. You don't get it, do you? It's all going to hell. The rebels are gonna win. They took it.
They took what?
Sent the communications?
No one.
This isn't supposed to be.
These people died. The loss of life here, it is beyond words. I can't imagine how it must be for you, losing your mother.
Yes, sir. But that's not why I asked for this meeting.
Why did you ask for it?
Because I'm responsible for the deaths of those people at the airbase hangar in no small way. I certainly didn't prevent them.
I can assume then you can explain how they died, because I have yet to hear any explanation.
Agent Mulder can explain it. I think Agent Scully to an extent. They might have even prevented what you see in those photos.
Agents Scully and Mulder have been suspended by the FBI.
Also my doing. And my mistake.
I would ask.
I'd ask, sir, before you tell me that it's not my business, that you do everything you can to get them back on the X-Files. Far worse can happen. And it will.
Where are you going?
To pack up my office.
Agent Spender.
You have answers now? Why didn't I hear about those answers before?
I've had answers for years.
Then why didn't we hear about them?
Nobody ever listened.
Who burned those people?
They burned themselves. With a choice made long ago by a conspiracy of men who thought they could sleep with the enemy. Only to awaken another enemy.
What the hell does that mean?
It means the future is here. All bets are off.
Agent Scully, makes some sense.
Sir, I wouldn't bet against him.
Get out of here.
This picture you have, I haven't seen it since you were born. You probably don't even know who the other man is.
I don't care. Get out.
It's Bill Mulder. Fox Mulder's father? Isn't that something? He was a good man. A friend of mine. Who betrayed me in the end.
I know more than enough about your past. Enough to hate you.
Your mother was right. I came here hoping otherwise. Hoping that my son might live to honor me. Like Bill Mulder's son.
This.